Right now, as you and I are together, artists from around the world are busy working on their murals in Fort Smith as part of the fourth installment of the Unexpected Project. The artwork is curated with the help of a global creative collective called Just Kids. After this year's installment wraps up later this week, downtown Fort Smith will be home to more than 30 murals, all within walking distance of each other. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek trekked around Garrison and Towson Avenues yesterday, and she spoke with three of the artists at their work sites.
First and last name is Diogo Machado. Artistic name is Ed Fuel.
It's Alex Jeffrey, and my artist name is Pref.
Cody Hudson. I'm an artist based in Chicago.
Well, it initially started as Add Fuel to the Fire, a larger name. And then it was too long. And Add Fuel to the Fire came from my early days working as a freelance illustrator. You know, it was more like a company name more than an artistic name.
It's just something I've had since I was a teenager. I'm not sure why I picked it, really. I think initially it had an O in the middle of it, so it was prof, like professor, you know. But then drawing O's was a bit boring, so it's just a circle. So I changed it to an E, and it just stuck.
No, I do a little bit of everything. I do a decent amount of murals and public art, but also spend a lot of my time in the studio focusing on more traditional paintings and sculpture. I do a bit of graphic design work as well, and kind of almost anything that kind of comes to me that I think fits the kind of general vibe of the work I'm doing, I kind of take on.
Ever since I can remember, I've been drawing, and I've been, you know, creating little worlds, little universes populated with little characters and creatures and all these things. So that's where my illustration, I would say, work leans on the most. Then I shifted my priorities from, you know, working as an illustrator into pursuing an artistic career. More related with, you know, I started working with tiles and ceramic tiles, and that made me think about that, you know, my work could be redirected more into a more urban and street direction.
So I do large scale murals and small sort of murals, I guess what you'd consider more a traditional graffiti piece size work, although it doesn't no longer looks like traditional graffiti, it's typography and stuff. So I do that for myself once or twice a week, and I also make studio work the rest of the time.
And I always kind of joke around and say I come from the shapes and colors department. You know, I think a lot of it is based on abstract shapes and abstract color combinations that then taking very simple graphics and then try to bring them together, and they start to kind of have a dialogue amongst themselves. So like a few simple shapes, depending on how you stack them, start to turn into something else. So all the work's meant to stay pretty abstract, but it's kind of up to the viewer to then start to read things into it.
So what I do is every time I travel and I paint in a different city or country, I always do my best and try to adapt my work into the culture or into the place that I'm painting, so that people that, you know, I'll stay here for some days and paint this mural, and then I leave, right? And the people that live in this city, they have to look at this every day. So in a way, it needs to connect somehow to the people that you know inhabit this street and this space. So it makes a lot of sense to me to think about how can I adapt my work and in that way connect.
So it's text-based typography, using typography, but really I like to layer words and use like a twist on popular sayings but it's really just doing stuff with typography and trying to do something new and different.
All the work is kind of inspired, it kind of inspires itself. It seems weird to say it that way, but you know, as I start cutting shapes and moving them around and kind of seeing how they interact, they then kind of, the dialogue that's happening between those is what then starts to build through the work. So it's less of like an inspiration point that I can point at and say it's based on this part of town or this person, and more just kind of the general vibe. I think the colors kind of worked with the city, worked with the building itself, worked with the area around it. And then the kind of shapes just kind of have, I kind of feel like this positive flow that kind of wraps around and they kind of move and interact and connect to each other you know, almost in a sense, kind of become this family as they kind of move around the building.
As the idea came up, as, you know, initially I was thinking, well, what can I do, you know, pattern related, because I work with patterns mainly. And I was discussing this with Charlotte from Just Kids, you know. We were discussing what could be the options to paint here. And she actually, well, I already had that in mind, but then she suggested, well, maybe we can try and do something Native American related. It was a challenge, of course, because it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. It's like, has a lot of colors. I tend to go more monochromatic.
So here it says, the very best is yet to come. And it's kind of, the letters are kind of swooping. It's the shape, I guess, is inspired by the Arkansas River and the way Fort Smith sits on the, right on the river. And I wanted to do something which, I guess, you know, cities like this or towns like this always historically would have used the river to bring goods in and export goods and stuff. So it would sort of, the river would bring prosperity to places like this. And so the mural program here is designed to bring more prosperity to the city, I guess. So I wanted to make a modern kind of, my own kind of river, which could do the same thing, I guess.
Since I'm familiar with the Just Kids, I had seen past stuff they did here. So I didn't necessarily realize it was all, so much of it was in this city, but I've seen a lot of the artists they've worked with and seen stuff pop up, but actually didn't realize so much of it was all here. So it was really, really exciting when I got the call, because, you know, the past years they've done things, some of the installations have been pretty amazing, the amount of murals and public art in this city, it's pretty incredible for a city this size to have this kind of, this much work.
It's always intimidating, even if it's a small wall. You know, I thought this would go away, but it doesn't. So I always get a little nervous every time I have a new project and I have to, you know, it leaves me anxious, but in a good way, you know, kind of excited.
This
scale, it's basically, it's really big. It's probably the largest mural I've painted.
Traditionally, you would use a projector. So you would make your design or your sketch on the computer or digitize it somehow and then project it during the evening or the nighttime. And you have like a, you can then use that, you trace the lines and make like a, but I prefer not to work like that. I prefer to be, work directly on the wall. So I had a very rough sketch of the shape, but the letters themselves were not pre-planned. It was just kind of, I do that as I go kind of thing. I prefer to respond to the wall as I go, I guess.
I mean, I like to plan it all out in my ahead of time, you know, whether that's on paper or in my head. It just kind of, I think, saves time. And on a project like this, it is very time specific. You know, I have a certain amount of time. I can't just stay for weeks if I don't get done. So I kind of had a pretty solid idea of what every side would already look like. So you can kind of just get in and start really filling it in as opposed to kind of making it up along the way. Some of the walls were slightly different, so we added some shapes and rearranged some stuff on the fly. But most of it, I had a pretty solid idea of what everything was going to look like.
So in this particular case, I'm not using that much stencils, because I usually work with stencils. So here I'm just using stencils for some areas. So, you know, as a stencil artist, you have to do a lot of homework. You know, I need to do a lot of homework, prepare the stencils beforehand. So here, it was no different. You know, I did the research for the patterns. I redesigned them because they're not the original patterns. They have my own drawing signature in them. So there was no stencil cutting involved, but there was, you know, the preparation for all the different patterns and which color goes where. There's always a lot of homework involved in my murals, like all the time, always.
I have one more element which I'm going to add in after this and then just clean things up and, yeah, pretty much that's it.
I'd like to be able to get up to Crystal Bridges and see the museum. Some of the crew from there has been coming and helping some of the days, coming and helping out. So we've kind of talked to some of them, and I've seen photos, but I've never been over that way. So if there's time, I think it'd be nice to grab a car and head that way.
So we lost one day because our flight was delayed. So we had to stay one night in London, and it wasn't bad at all. It was London for one night, it's okay. So we lost one day of work. And we are leaving on Sunday, on the 28th. So three more days of work. We have three more days to work on this. But I'm pretty confident we can do it.
It's been great speaking to local people. And it's been great speaking to the volunteers. Have been a good insight, and because they're all locals, and they have been able to answer questions about. And everybody's really positive. Everybody's been really friendly. Everybody seems to really appreciate what the Unexpected Festival guys are trying to do. And
you have some artists doing some really detailed work. Some doing some text-based work. This one's definitely a lot more abstract. I think within, once you see all of the pieces of this year, you know, I think there'll be kind of an interesting flow to them, because they all will be quite different.
You just heard from artist Ad Fuel from Portugal, Pref from the UK, and Cody Hudson of Chicago. They are three of the seven artists brought to Fort Smith to contribute to the ongoing Unexpected project. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek yesterday. And you can see photos of their works in progress along with this story at ozarksatlarge.com.